It's another day and another Diddy lawsuit. Anyone else wondering how many women are gonna come forward? Hurry up, y'all. Hurry up. We just are hearing from Don Richard, and I feel like look at how long it took Don to come out. Cassie is the one who started this, but we know. Sorry, not we know. I believe there are many, many other women who have yet to come forward. Come on. Please do it. This is what this man deserves. Come forward. Make your lawsuits. Sorry, file your lawsuits. Let the public know what you went through, like Cassie did. This is so horrible, and I feel like we don't even know the depth of any of this. None of it. We don't know who he was in cahoots with. We don't know if he had any friends who were also doing some of the things that he's alleged of. We don't know. There's so much information we have yet to learn. So please come forward. It just gets worse. Another day, another Diddy lawsuit. Where is this asshole? Where is he? Is he in the country? Is he trying to pull a Russell Simmons? Like, what's going on? Anyways, so now Don Richard is suing Diddy for $100 million. I don't care how much he wants to sue this asshole for. Go ahead. If it was someone else, I would say that's too much money. But with Diddy, a very famous braggadocious billionaire, go ahead, sue him for 100 mil. So, according to TMZ, Don Richard of the group Danity Kane is suing Diddy, Sean Combs. We should call him Sean Combs because I'm sure he wants to go by Diddy. So fuck that man. So she's suing Sean Combs. And she says that he promised her that he would advance her singing career if she participated, if she did what he said, basically. So, according to Don, Sean Combs would call female contestants of the 2004 season of Making the Band fat, ugly bitches and hoes. Well, I watched the show. The show was incredible. We all saw him say that. We watched him calling people fat, ugly bitches and hoes. There's footage of that on the show. But I guess for those who didn't watch, we could hear that Don Richards is saying that he did what we all witnessed would air on the series. So she said that Diddy had a particular, I'm gonna say Diddy so I don't have to say Sean Combs because I'm reading. She said that Diddy had a particular disdain for her because she was young and excited to work with such a famous person. That's who P. Diddy is. He doesn't like people who are happy, upbeat, excited. When he was a guest on, was it So You Think You Could Dance? There's that meme of him giving a contestant the ugliest, one of the meanest, ugliest looks I've ever seen in my life. This is someone who was on, there was someone on stage, Diddy didn't like him, and Diddy wanted to break him on television because this is who Diddy is. It's why is it taking so long for this man to receive justice? I know he has money, but why is it taking so long? Why are we talking about this? Where's the fucking trial? What's going on here? So in 2005, according to the lawsuit that Dawn filed, she said that she saw Diddy's ex-girlfriend, the late Kim Porter, crying as she left a music studio with her face all banged up. So according to Dawn, at that moment, she realized that Diddy was capable of violence and that she herself may be in danger. What the fuck did Kim Porter go through? What the fuck did she go through? Because there are also suspicions that Diddy killed her, or rumors. I don't know much about that. But what did she go through? Can you imagine being a longtime partner of Diddy? Meanwhile, you want to get married, and Diddy came out publicly and saying he's not ready to be a boyfriend yet, so he's not ready to be a husband. He's only ready to reproduce, though, apparently. But what did Kim go through? Aren't you heartbroken for Kim? That skinny, beautiful model. Can you imagine what the hell she went through? Because Cassie went through some shit as well. And Cassie didn't push out his baby, so he's probably even worse to the women who actually give birth to his kids. So a year after Dawn says that she saw that Kim's face was all bruised from a Diddy beating, allegedly, she said that she, that's when she was, so in 2006, she said she was introduced to Cassie. And in 2009, she said that Diddy was high on drugs and he threw Cassie against a wall, choked her, and dragged her up a flight of stairs in his LA home. So people like to victim blame. That's a very prevalent thing. It's disgusting. It's sad. But people like to victim blame. So when I read this, one of the things that I thought reading it the second time while recording this podcast is I was thinking, okay, why didn't Cassie leave? And it's like as soon as I had that thought, I remembered like Diddy would threaten people. Diddy was dangerous. When Cassie talked to Kid Cudi, he blew up Kid Cudi's car. Allegedly, in retaliation. So someone so powerful and violent, you know that that person knows your every move. How the fuck are you going to escape? And then on top of that, you're famous. So there is no witness protection program for your ass. And you're young. And so do you really want to escape and throw everything away? She probably was living in fear. First of all, Diddy has always been one of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my life. Imagine having to have sex with that man and he's kicking your ass. He's beating your ass. Like, what? I hope Cassie got a really big payout because I think the details were private, but fuck. Anyways, so then Dawn says that Diddy also hurled a scalding pan of eggs at Cassie while yelling, "I've been asking you for my shit. I can't stand you, bitch, and you never do it right." So you gotta F him, you gotta cook for him, and then he will throw shit at you. We saw him throw shit at her in the video, which he said, whatever. What kind of that supposed apology video? He's way too old talking about he's growing and learning, like, again, why is this man not behind bars yet? So then Dawn says that Diddy punched Cassie in the face and wrapped his hands around her throat and attempted to strangle her inside his LA mansion. At this point, what do you do when you're Dawn and this is what you're witnessing? Your employer doing this shit. So then when Dawn and another bandmate of hers, of Danity Kane, Kalina Harper, showed their support to Cassie and advised her to leave Diddy found out about that conversation and he told them, quote, "Y'all bitches don't get in my relationship. Don't tell my bitch what she need to be doing. Just make money and shut the fuck up. I end artists. I shelve careers. You could be missing. You bitches want to die today?" Like, anybody else, end quote, confused by Diddy's obsession with Cassie? They were together for like 17 years. Why was he so hooked on Cassie? I mean, it's not like, I don't believe Diddy was faithful to anyone, but why the obsession with Cassie? It's really odd to me. And he's the last person you want to be obsessed with you, right? But he couldn't let Cassie go. He threatened, you know, it's just the thought of possibly losing her. He threatened them. Like, what the fuck was going on with Cassie? He was obsessed with her ass. So then, So then Dawn said that one time, this is so absurd, Diddy made her rehearse for 48. I thought it was one time. It doesn't say that. She said that Diddy would force her to rehearse for 48 hours at a time without sleep. She said that as a result, she dropped a lot of weight and became dehydrated and fatigued while suffering awful rashes. She said that one time when she went to Diddy's house in Miami, he was only wearing his underwear. When she asked him to put on clothes, he screamed, "This is my fucking house." How do you get somebody to rehearse for 48 hours at a time? I assume that she was under some type of surveillance, whether it was his staff or cameras, to make sure that she was rehearsing for 48 hours at a time. But how and why do you do that? Like, Diddy is this alleged tyrant, psychotic, deeply unwell sociopath. Like, why is he among any of us? Where is he? When are they gonna wrap this shit up with this man? When the fuck are we gonna see some fucking R. Kelly justice? Why is it taking so long? What the fuck the only reason you want somebody to rehearse for 48 hours is because you're trying to break their spirit. Like, we don't know anything, y'all. We're hearing Dawn say this shit. Don't you think a lot of other people have similar stories? People need to come out. So Dawn said that she was treated worse between 2009 and 2011. I thought things were already shitty. How could it get worse? She said that Diddy barged into her dressing room while she was naked at his recording studio and inappropriately touched her breasts and butt. Here's the thing. When I read that, I'm like, he touched her breasts and her butt. Like, that's broad to me. Did he grab them shits? But that aside, how lucky is she if it didn't go further? And I'm just a little surprised that it didn't go further. And I kind of question whether it went further and she doesn't want us to know. Diddy doesn't seem like someone who has much restraint. So you're groping her tits and her ass and walking out? You're not forcing her to give you a blowjob at minimum? I don't know. I don't know. It's all like, I just want the truth. I want the truth to come out and I want the truth to be exposed. And I hope that people, I think Diddy scared so many people. That's why we don't hear more stories. So on another occasion, Dawn says that Diddy locked her in a car with heavily tinted windows for 2 hours as she screamed for help, even calling her dad for help. So then her dad traveled from Baltimore to New York to free his daughter and confront Diddy, threatening to report him to the police. But Diddy told her dad, "Think about your daughter and think about your daughter's career." Okay, so then what the fuck happened, bitch? Like, Dawn, why are you leaving us there? Why is TMZ leaving us there? And then what? He said, "Think about your daughter, think about your daughter's career." And then what happened? Did she cut ties with Diddy or did she keep working with Diddy? What happened? Because I don't care if you're telling me think about your daughter and her career. I gotta save my fucking daughter, bitch. Like, I don't give a shit about no fucking career when she's in harm's way. So what happened? So Diddy's reps, of course, said nothing. Let me see some shit right now. Let me see if this asshole, let me see what Diddy is doing. And you know I don't like to be typing while I'm recording, but okay. Yeah, I figure. So I just went to Diddy's social media and he only has 2 posts. The last time he posted was 6 weeks ago. Okay. So I wouldn't be surprised if he shut down comments on this post because I'm on my laptop. He posted his daughter. His daughter, Diddy's genes are like very strong. Like his son is his twin. His kids, they look more like their mom, but they also resemble him. And this youngest baby of his, she has like that shape of his face and his lips. God. To have this man as your father, Jesus. And then, so 7 weeks ago, he posted a photo of one of his daughters. And 6 weeks ago, he posted a photo of his youngest daughter. All right. I can't imagine having someone like this as my fucking parent. It's just the thought alone makes me want to vomit. So, anyway, let me just type in, where is Diddy right now? Because I'm annoyed. Where the fuck is this man? So it said, according to News Nation on July 11th, it says that Diddy was traveling on his private jet and he was vacationing in Wyoming. Okay. Oh wow. Now it's saying 2 days ago, Vibe.com is saying Diddy was spotted in Harlem during reunion with former Bad Boy artist. The rapper previously expressed his desire to work with Combs in his musical comeback. Okay. So it's good to know that P. Diddy is out here roaming the streets. It's good to know. It's good to know he's not behind bars. All right. Anyways, y'all, I will talk to you later. I've been watching The Mormon Show, trying my best to get through the episodes. I only have one more left. So I'm then going to do a deep dive on all of the chatter, everything people have said about it, and then I will be weighing in. All right, y'all, talk to you soon.